Good morning. My guest this morning is Robin Latham from El Pueblo Unido. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Well, you have a People's March coming up on Saturday, April 29th, and it's going to be an enormous march. It's going to be one of those marches that people will remember for a long, long time. So talk about it a bit.
Well, it's the 100th day of Trump's being in office, being in office.
That's right.
And so it's a good day to come to the streets like all the women did on the Women's March in January. And it's like the Women's March in January. It's a nationwide, part of a nationwide march. There are the 350 has been doing is doing a climate change march nationally on that day. And of course, also in America, there's always been a May Day march and International Workers' Day.
That's right.
And this is a combined effort locally. Comité Vida, who has always put on a really big migrant worker and labor workers march, has come together and we've formed a coalition of a lot. I think it's almost 30 groups. I was looking at a list last night, and it's really, you know, the Peace and Justice Center, Occupy, Veterans for Peace, Surge, which is the new Showing Up for Racial Justice group, NAACP, the Sierra Club, Conservation Action, some religious groups, interfaith groups, Coalition for Palestine, just every...
I'll be there.
Yeah, you, there's so many different groups. I don't want to take time to list them all,
right.
But they are on the new copies of our flyers. And I'm very excited about the whole idea of so many people being, actualizing the fact that we are allies and coming together with a united voice.
You said that SEIU is having a teach-in on Wednesday the 19th.
Yeah, it's called Back to the Roots of May Day. One of our organizational members, Julia, has really been a fireball and wonderful to work with. She's helped organize this teach-in. There'll be some speakers from CCSF, Labor and Community Studies, Bill Shields, Mara Ventura from North Bay Jobs for Justice, Kimberly Alvarenga from SEIU 1021, and Karim Sanchez from North Bay Organizing Project, and also someone from the Nurses United and Teamsters, Great and Labor Center. It's going to be a really good history of May Day, which really, I think a lot of people don't know, but it goes back to 1886.
It's the real Labor Day.
It's the real Labor Day, exactly. And it's partly learning about why we have 8-hour workdays and 40-hour work weeks.
That's
and
right.
Get paid decent wages, which, of course, we could get paid more decent wages.
So this starts on the 29th at noon in Roseland Plaza on Sebastopol Road.
Right. Roseland Plaza, which used to be a shopping center, the store has been leveled. We're going to meet there. People are encouraged to maybe park partway in between and march over there. But the new change is that we're now ending in Courthouse Square.
Great.
The city has worked with us and the police department and has decided that that's the day of the ribbon cutting ceremony for the what was a little bit controversial new Courthouse Square. And they are allowing us to tag on the end of their day. And so we will be marching to Courthouse Square and being the inaugural. I feel like it's such a blessing to our community that we get to be there on that day.
That's right.
As one big united movement.
Right. So the program begins at 1:00. The march begins at 2:00.
Right. And people can gather as early as 12 and come and make signs. We're encouraging people to come and eat there in downtown Roseland if they want to catch lunch before the march.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. But remember, friends, it is Saturday, April 29th. If you're going to show up at something at the end of April and the beginning of May, this is the one. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org.